The Hive, written by Jill Hornby and read by Karen Cass. Una apis, nulla apis. One bee is no bee. Proverb. Autumn term. The first day of term. 8:45 a.m. drop off. There was bee, standing over the other side in the shade of the big beech tree. Rachel, clearly waiting in the wrong place as usual, moved to go and join her, and then stopped short. Uh-oh! She could read the signs even from that distance. Taut, watchful, smiling. Bee was building up to one of her big announcements. The playground was so noisy and frenzied, it always was the busiest morning of the school year, that a normal person might have to shout, bellow even, to attract everyone's attention. But not Bee. She would never raise her voice around school, especially after the bell had rung. Anyway, there was no need. She just picked her moment, cleared her long hair from each side of her face, as if parting the curtains on a stage, gave a little cough, and began. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hope your summer was amazing. And at once the chaotic back-to-school clatter dropped to a placid, steady hum. The groups that were scattered about, catching up after the long break, all stopped and turned around. Those who were standing alone, anxious about the first day in a new class, forgot their nerves and stared. Now then, everyone, listen up, please. Bee held up her enormous bunch of keys, gave them a sharp rattle, and smiled some more. I have been asked, she paused, by the new head, the words ruffled through the gathering crowd, to pick a team. She was on tiptoes, but there really was no need. Beatrice Stewart was the tallest of them all by far. Rachel, sinking back against the sun-trap wall of the prefab classroom, looked on and smiled. Here we go again, she thought. New year, new project. What was Bee going to rope her in for now? She watched as the kinos swarmed to the tree and clustered round. Their display of communal enthusiasm left her with little choice but to stay put, right there, keep her distance. She could sit this one out, surely. She was bound to hear all about it from Bee later. She would wait here. They would be walking out together in a minute. They always did. The tarmac in the playground needed restoration and was already tacky from the unusual morning heat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?